Welcome back to Renovation Education, brought to you by renovateandprofit.com, Australia's number one specialist in adding value to real estate.
I'm sitting here today with Anna Stankovic from renovateandprofit.com, and in today's podcast, we're talking about a really big subject, which is plans and permits. A lot of people get very nervous about plans and permits. Anna, can you explain a bit more about them to us?
Yeah, of course. Look, there's a lot of things people are scared about when it comes to plans and permits. It is such a big topic. It is one of those big unknowns to a lot of people. So that's what scares them off, not knowing what's involved, how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take. That's the bit that really gets to them. For a lot of people, they think that, oh, if I go through this process, look, my renovation might be blown out because it's going to take so much longer. And they don't even know where to start. You know, who fills in all the documents? How do they prepare the plans that are needed for the permits? Who do they submit to? What kind of relationship they have with them? How everything that's involved. So it is one of those ones, things that people are a little bit scared of. And it does put some people off, unfortunately, from doing certain deals, because these might be really good deals. They might have a lot of profit in them, but just the idea of having to do structural work that might require permits does put them off sometimes. So I honestly don't believe that that's something that they need to let them influence so much. They really just need to look each deal individually as far as all the parameters, what's involved, what's going to add the most value, how much it's going to cost. And at the end of the day, the most important part of all, well, how do the numbers stack up? What's the profit like for that deal?
Yeah, exactly. Now, why are plans so important?
Plans are really important for a number of reasons. They're really important when, obviously, it comes to permits. So they need to know exactly what you're planning on doing and how in order to approve your permits. But your plans are really important in other aspects as well. Your plans, you should have a separate electrical plan for your electricians, plumbing plan for your plumbers. Basically, a plan that allows each trade to know exactly what's expected of them. This not only allows them to quote very accurately for you, it allows you also to be able to compare quotes quite easily between the plans and your renovation costing template filled in. They'll have such great detail about everything you plan to do that they'll be able to really quote down to the lowest detail, and you don't have to then worry about exclusions to worry, oh, they only quoted on this and at the end of the day they're going to charge me this much more because there are all these other things to do as well. So it really allows them to know exactly what's involved, but it also helps you at the end of the day be quality control and check and say, was this done? Was that done? No, that's still missing. Well, you know, yes, that's great that you've sent me your invoice, but until you complete all the things that we had that we talked about and agreed on, your job's not finished. So you need to be able to also use it for your project management as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked about plans, but can I ask you what's involved in getting permits?
Okay, with permits, you need to have plans. You need to fill in certain forms that you submit in order to obtain approval for those permits. Now, what normally happens is you might put that documentation together and you might submit it to council, and it might take a few weeks before they even look at the paperwork. They go through it in detail and they'll get back to you if there's anything they're not sure of or anything that they require for you to change. But also with permits, it's not necessarily something that you need to do yourself. Any good builder or renovation company, like our arm that does renovations for the general public, will include that in our quote. The whole process of obtaining permits on someone's behalf, preparing all the documents, submitting it, doing all the inspections, all that kind of stuff. So it's not necessarily something that an individual needs to worry about themselves. They just need to make sure that it's covered as part of the quotes that they're getting.
Fantastic. What happens when permits expire?
Okay. Well, if your permit's expired, and it does happen occasionally, I'll give you an example with the current renovation that we're doing for ourselves. The guy that had owned a house previously started the renovation 7 or 8 years ago, ran out of steam, ran out of money, and his permits expired over time. So what that meant was that when we bought the house, it actually didn't have any permits that were currently valid on that property. So what we had to do, there was a little bit of complication involved because the building surveyor did not want us to be involved in the process, so we had to assign our own building surveyor. But then pretty much through that, we could reinstate the old plans and permits and reuse the existing plans, which meant that we didn't have to look at today's energy rating requirements or some of the today's requirements. It was all based on when the original plans and permits were submitted, what was valid at that point in time. And other than tweaking it a little bit for the changes that we wanted to make, we could pretty much use exactly what was there.
Fantastic. Now, do you use a council to do all of your permits?
No, and what a lot of professional renovators do is they use a private building surveyor. When you do submit your plans and permits and all your documentation to council, they have their own building surveyor that will look at that documentation for you. Instead of going through the council, which might take 4 to 6 weeks to look at your paperwork, assess it, get back to you, I see that as a huge amount of time that is lost really while you're waiting for that to come through, and it's taking up your holding costs. So what we do is we use a private building surveyor. We might pay them a few extra hundreds of dollars or whatever it is to get them, but in order to do that, it means that we get all our permits approved within pretty much a couple of weeks, so we can just get in there, get started straight away, and not lose any time in the meantime.
Fantastic. So I reckon we just do a bit of a recap here. Plans and Permits 101, because it is a really large area to cover. People shouldn't be nervous. That's straight off the bat.
There's nothing to be nervous about. It's another process just like any other. All they need to do is make sure that they've taken that into account with their quotes, they've taken that into account with their costings and their holding costs, and really look at the deal as a whole. Is it worthwhile doing? Is there enough profit in it? And if there is, really don't hesitate. Just do it. And like anything else in life, once you do it once, after that it's easy.
Exactly. Same with plans, and that's where you said plans are so important, not just for council or for your building surveyor, but also for your trades, right?
Exactly. They're important for your trades. They're important for yourself, so that you know exactly what's going on and you can double check that everything was done the way it's supposed to be done, and it just keeps things working really efficient on your renovations.
Yeah. We spoke about what is involved in getting permits. Yes, there's paperwork. And you'll find that there's paperwork from day dot, really, isn't there?
Exactly. There's paperwork. Don't be scared of it. You can either take it on yourself, go through, sort it out, get it ready to go. And while that's happening, you can already start planning your renovation. You can already start booking your trades. You can start ordering your materials, so you can get in there straight away and get started. But don't be scared of getting your builder to do it on your behalf. Really, any reputable renovation company or builder will be able to do that for you. They'll be able to quote for that process. And it means they'll also then cover everything under their warranty insurance. They'll keep it nice and neat, because if you're doing things as an owner builder, there are certain limitations in how many you can do per year. And also there's a bit of additional paperwork and inspections that you have to get done.
Yeah. The other thing we spoke about was when permits expire. So basically, yes, if permits have expired, you can actually reinstate them as such.
You can. You don't actually need to go out and get new permits. You can just go through the process and get your building surveyor involved to go through and renew those old permits.
And I think the last thing that we spoke about that's really important is that for time and money, you may be better off getting a private building surveyor other than going through council.
Exactly. You want to get your renovations as efficient as possible, keep your holding costs down, get it moving as quickly as possible, and for the sake of a few hundred dollars to get a private building surveyor to work in with your builder, it's really worth it. You'll get your plans and permits approved so much quicker. You'll be able to organise with them much easier times to come out and do inspections, and you'll just keep things running so much smoother than you would otherwise.
Okay, so we've covered plans and permits today, and it's a really large subject to cover within renovating. Anna, where can people send you questions? I'm sure there's going to be a lot.
I'm sure we're going to get quite a few questions. Look, we just skimmed the top of the cake there at the moment. There are so many things that people want to know about and they want to be talked through it. If you've got any questions, go to our website, renovationprofit.com, subscribe to the newsletter, send us through any questions through that, see what we've got on the blogs. A lot of our blogs cover a lot of this information. And when you need to, the help is there, the information is there, but don't be scared of it. Just go and do it and make the most of it, and may all your renovations be profitable.
Fantastic. Thanks, Anna.